It'd be silly. I just put distance between me and that, till I could speak without worrying about who might overhear. I've seen enough. Let's get out of here. Uncle Doge responded with a thin smile and lifted eyebrow. I have to relay this. I have to write it down. We may not survive the siege. They will. Word of what they are has to survive, too. He watched me closely. Was he wondering if the rest of us also enjoyed the occasional long pig roast as well? Probably. This sort of thing might go some toward explaining our ambiguous reception in these parts. Mugabe couldn't read. If it didn't occur to him that the dark side of the Nar was no secret anymore, I could leave word in my annals, to be salvaged by Lady or the old man. "They are all down there," Uncle said. "So we will return by a swifter path." By which he meant we would stroll through regular passageways, just like we belonged there. "What's that noise?" I asked. Uncle gestured for silence. We stole forward. We discovered a group of Taglian soldiers bricking up a sally port we could have used to leave. Why were they doing that? That door couldn't be broken open from the outside. It still had Storm Shadow spells protecting it. Uncle pulled me back, headed another direction. Obviously, he knew the Citadel quite well. And I had no difficulty imagining him roaming around in there all the time, just for the hell of it. He seemed like that kind of guy. Chapter 66.
"You look like somebody ate your favorite puppy," Goblin told me.
Cracks like that could be heard all the time, now that there were no more dogs. There were just two sources of meat left. The Nar exploited both. We restricted ourselves to stupid crows. I told Goblin and One Eye what I'd seen. Uncle Doge stood behind me, quietly disgruntled because I wanted to see my own people before I visited the speaker. I was barely halfway through it when One Eye interrupted.
"You got to tell the whole company this one, kid."
For once, he was as serious as a spear through the gut. And for once, Goblin agreed with One Eye without any big groan and moan about the unfairness of it all.
"You need to get this word out exactly the way you want it known to everybody. There's going to be a lot of talk. You don't want anybody building it up worse than it is when they pass it along."
"Get them together, then. While I'm waiting, I'm going to skim those Jaikuri books. There may be something else I need to tell them."
"May I join you?"
Uncle Doge asked. "No. Go tell the old man that I'll be there as soon as I can. This is family."
"As you will."
He said something to Tai Day, stalked away. Bucket interrupted my reading.
"Got them together, Murgan. All the cleat. He's off somewhere whoring, and even his brother's